We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light, and try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And while the holiday season may be winding down, there's no shortage of collegiate and pro sports action. And no better place to get in on all of that action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate this year's college football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new users the chance to bet on any semifinal team to win the championship at 100-1 odds. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any semifinal team to win it all. That's code KSN for new players for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, through the season, we would use quarter number four to do our look ahead to next week's game. Since there's no game next week, we're going to look ahead to the 2021 season. It's never too early for that, right?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think a lot of people's heads have kind of shifted in that direction anyway, to like, how good can this team be in 2021? That's what we're going to start discussing.
Well, it's hardly a finished product what we're going to see in 2021. We haven't yet found out all the players that are leaving. We haven't yet found out some more of the players that may be coming in, especially through the transfer portal. But Dustin, let's start on the offensive side of the ball. In the 2020 season, it took this team half a season on offense to find any kind of identity at all. I don't know if that's on the offensive coordinator or not. But by the end of the season, did we find out that the offense does have enough pieces to be effective going into 2021?
I really believe so. And, you know, to go position by position, you know, running back was dealt a bad hand right out of the jump with Journey Brown having to retire, Noah Cain getting injured. And I think that all those guys were just unexpectedly moved up, not just one spot, but two spots on the depth chart. And to some extent, they weren't ready for that right away. But you saw that develop over time with Kevon Lee, Kazai Holmes, Devin Ford, Noah Cain will be back next year. They get John Lovett in from Baylor. It's a nice group that has a lot of upside, has a shot to drive this offense in 2021. Look at the quarterbacks. Obviously, really rough play the first 5 weeks for sure. But I thought that they started to find their stride. The coaches started to find their stride with what they were asking Sean Clifford to do, what they were asking Will Levis to do. Both of those guys should be able to contribute something similar to that. I think everybody hopes for more next year. The wide receivers, you know, Jahan Dotson, one of those big decisions that's still looming out there, can change the complexion of the entire offense, whether he chooses to come back or whether he chooses to move on. But you saw Parker Washington emerge. I think you saw, you know, Keandre Lambert-Smith needs to develop some more. He needs to get bigger and stronger and faster, but I think that they like what he can do. You have some nice young options there. Tight ends, Pat Freiermuth goes down after week four. Brenton Strange and Theo Johnson. Zach Kuntz is still in the picture there. They're in good hands. At the O-line spots, you're going to have some guys move on. I anticipate my guess would be both Michael Mennett and Will Fries are the only ones, but, you know, Rasheed Walker could make that choice. I don't know. Mike Miranda should be back for another year. Juice Scruggs got sprinkled in there. Caden Wallace got sprinkled in there. They made a really nice concerted effort to get more guys on the field. And I think they'll be better and the continuity will be there for next year. So all these pieces combined with the fact that Kirk Ciarrocca now has an offseason, you hope, with spring practice to really get his legs under him as a play caller and understand his pieces, everybody get on the same page. They truly did not get that opportunity last year, Jim. We all sort of looked at it and said, okay, well, it seems like they're doing a good job on Zoom or whatever. They missed not having spring practice, and understandably so.
And for Kirk Ciarrocca, it seemed to take several games to find that formula that could work for them. They didn't have those couple first games against a Kent State or whoever to work those kinks out. It was they needed a five-game losing streak before they found an identity with this offense, correct?
Yeah, and I think I've mentioned this a few times, but I think everybody involved needs some credit here for staying the course when you're 0-5 and going back to the drawing board and redefining who they were and what they were trying to do. You know, I thought with the quarterbacks, that was pretty apparent to me that what they were being asked to do changed. And I know they didn't really beat any good teams over the course of those four wins, but they found ways. They won. They added layer by layer after that. I just 0-5, I didn't ever see that coming. But I think not only did they not get a chance to, you know, work out some kinks, they didn't get a chance to establish any kind of confidence whatsoever. You know, when you're 0-1 and you know 0-2 is coming because it's Ohio State, and now suddenly I'm not sure if morale was low or whatever. It's really hard, I think, to in that environment to really self-diagnose and fix things that are going wrong. And, you know, the train just went off the tracks for a few weeks there. Like Maryland was a real low point. Nebraska was a low point. But they ultimately kind of found their way. And I think not having the non-conference schedule really stunted the growth. And I think it got, you know, instead of having confidence through 2 or 3 weeks, they were at a low point in terms of confidence through 3 weeks.
What I believe is a bit of a surprise, Dustin, if you look back at the 2020 season and you look at the numbers as far as yards gained per game and first downs and things like this, those numbers did favor Penn State. You wouldn't expect those numbers to have an end result of 4 wins and 5 losses. But when you look a little deeper, the two things that affected them early when they were losing 5 in a row was way too many turnovers and god-awful red zone performance. And it did appear that they fixed those things towards the end of the season. You didn't see those ugly fade passes as much late in the season. And the team, they did fix the turnover issues, whether it was just because they went so conservative, but they fixed those problems. So going into next year, handle those things right from the start, are we not going to see a better team?
I think so. And I think what they did was they did go conservative and they did put their players in position to not make those crushing mistakes because they were right in assuming, especially against the teams that they played over the final 4 weeks of the year, if we don't beat ourselves, that team on the other sideline probably is not going to beat us. And so they dialed it way back. But then I think you started to see them add some more flair and some more layers to the play calling as the season went on. And I thought that was encouraging, is that they did kind of bat down the hatches to make sure that they weren't making those same mistakes. And I think that was the right thing to do. But they didn't stay all the way conservative the whole way through the end of the year. And I think that's something you'll see coming out of, you know, the 2020 offseason, is that they'll have continued to add some layers to that entire approach where you're going to value protecting the football. We're going to be more run oriented. We're going to use these two quarterbacks. We're going to be running the ball at you from that angle too. We've got possession wide receivers. We've got some nice tight ends. Like, they've got a lot of the ingredients. I think there is going to be another emphasis to start next year on not beating themselves. And I think the effort is going to be ongoing to mix that with some upside, with some shots down the field. And that's going to be something they're going to have to continue to work on. And there wasn't really a good way for Kirk Ciarrocca to get into that rhythm until they actually started playing games.
All right, Dustin, let's go to the other side of the ball on defense. And there's a lot of talent that's going to be coming back, but you're going to have some holes, and we're going to go back to that transfer portal talk where James Franklin talked about defensive ends and safeties. That will be where the holes are, right, on defense, defensive end and safety?
That's where my list would start. You know, linebacker, there's a good chance that all their top options are back for 2021. Talking about 4, 5, 6 guys who have experience now. When you add Lance Dixon and Curtis Jacobs and Charlie Catcher coming back, you're in okay shape there. I think even at the tackle spots, losing Antonio Shelton was a bit of a surprise. The fact that he transferred, I guess, is the bigger surprise. But they're in pretty good shape at the tackle spots. Cornerback, you know, you've got that group of 4 or 5 young players who should anchor that group moving forward. Where you're looking at is at defensive end, where you're losing not only your top two starters in Shaka Toney and Jason Owe, you're losing Shane Simmons. So 3 out of your top 4 defensive ends. Who's ready to emerge there? I'm not sure. You know, they've got Adisa Isaac will be a starter next year. There's a good chance that he emerges as a big time player. But after that, whether it's Smith Vilbert or Amin Vanover, you know, who's it going to be? I think they could really use at least one experienced defensive end, even if they're not, you know, a star caliber player, 1 or 2 experienced defensive ends. And then same thing at safety, where they've got some young guys, but you need some experience back there. And this is the year where you tap into that market. It's not where Penn State has ever really wanted to be, but that's where they need to be right now because of all this stuff going on.
There's no doubt about it that those are the positions they're going to have to look at going into the 2021 season. So, Dustin, we are looking ahead. I think something really important to look at is the schedule next season. Game number 1 is at Wisconsin. All right. They're actually going to start with a Big Ten game. They're going to start on the road. They're going to start against a team like Wisconsin. So I haven't gotten the spread yet on that Wisconsin game for next year, Dustin. Do you want to still make a prediction, though?
Wow. So we're predicting this. So I'm going to put the spread at Wisconsin -5. I'm going to make them a 5-point favorite in that game. And I think that for Penn State, you better have some kind of identity, because for better or worse, this Wisconsin team always knows who they are, what they're trying to do. I'm going to call it I'm going to call it Penn State 24, Wisconsin 21, week 1 next year.
So you heard it here first, Dustin calling for an upset in game 1 versus Wisconsin. All right, we're going to have to wait about 9 months to see if Dustin is right, but I am going to write it down. That is it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
For this year's college football playoffs, DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new users the chance to bet $1 on any semifinal team to win the championship. And if your team wins, you cash $100. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.